test. Hey, it's Madge. I just realized that I haven't done a podcast, or this sort of podcast, walking since my colonoscopy. Because the, Madge Weinstein, the last recordings on my little recording device, well, iPhone, but I mean the app, is, scrotum. No, what was I talking about? Is, the duty sound. When I dutied, when I was cleansing, which I believe was around the 22nd, so it's almost been a month. Nobody cares. Whatever. But I need to tell you that I am so depressed because not only because of the usual reasons, external, but also internal. Meaning, I'm a failure as a human. And mostly that. I thought my life would be something else than it is. I thought I could get by with a lack of effort. But it doesn't work that way. I don't know. I want to be like that girl that got that African-American girl who got that show on HBO after doing YouTube series. But I don't get lucky. And I'm not that talented. And I need to edit, and I don't. And I basically suck, I guess. So I get to be stuck in a beige container all day. It's very depressing. Very. So I'm walking along the river walk. Oh, bicycling ambassadors. Hi. Thank you. And, it's a bike map of Chicago somebody was handing out. I wanted to know. Anyway, whatever. So, who listens to this? So much dead air and depression and horribleness. But at this point, what am I going to do? Change? I don't fucking know. So the good news is the healthcare bill has been continually failing. Continuously or I'm never like in a place where I feel like there's victory because they're always going to continually fuck it. Whether the Democrats are in power or the Republicans, whoever's president, they, meaning Republicans, I guess, are always going to be fighting against it. Now, I know that single payer is better. I'd prefer Medicare for all. But the thing is, I'd rather pay $20,000 a year and be able to live than get no care at all, which is what we had without Obamacare, with pre-existing conditions and whatnot, and the limits. And I was just listening to a Jeremy Scahill's podcast, and they had somebody who used to be the public editor for the New York Times. And she was saying how, you know, they... people report on the healthcare issue. They don't report on the substance of the bill. They report on the politics surrounding it, meaning, you know, you can have this many votes in time, blah, blah, blah. You know, all the games. Is it a win for the Republicans? They don't talk about what it means. So, it's too bad because maybe if they we had that discussion, we'd get closer to a single-payer system. But mostly, a couple of points I'd like to make. The first one is that my vagina hurts and stinks. Hard to say on the Riverwalk, very public. First of all, when there's a sort of, I don't know if I'd call it a victory, but it's a loss for the Republicans and that they couldn't pass their bill. And then what do I see happening? It's the same thing that happened when it failed the first time in the House, which is Democrats going nanny, nanny, nanny. Or Democrats saying, oh, look at how terrible Trump is. He can't get anything done. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, you suck, lousy president. The thing is, all that's true. But the thing is, it's very childish, which is fine, but it's ineffective because what Trump is the type of personality that when you do that, it makes him spiteful because he takes everything personally, and then he's going to go out of his way to pass something just so he can have what he considers to be a win, which of course is a loss for the American people. So, which is exactly what's happening. So now he's making this crazy push to push for full repeal, or basically vote for anything, no matter how shitty it is. And it's not helpful. There needs to be some humility on the part of the left to say, oh, well, okay, didn't pass, but, you know, because the reason it didn't pass, in my opinion, is not because Trump is a failure, even though he is. The reason it didn't pass is because people called their congressmen and they fought like they're supposed to. They resisted. They used the resist bot, which is, what is it, 50409? I forgot. It's on my Twitter sheet, Bloated Lesbian. Or just Google resist bot. It's this way you can very easily contact your congresspeople and senators, governors, whatever, by text messaging. It's really cool. So we have that. And I think that's why it failed. Not because Trump is a failure. So don't just run around saying, oh, Trump's a failure. Woo, 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 woo. And then that just makes him mad and he wants to pass something and makes it more dysfunctional, hates Democrats even more, makes it even more divisive, the whole situation. I think it's much more effective to tell what I consider to be the truth anyway, which is that the American people decided you're not going to fucking take our health care away. And so we fought back and resisted. So therefore it worked. And that's a much more hopeful message and, I believe, accurate message. So that. I mean, the important takeaway for me is that it should make people feel more likely to contact their representatives in the future because it worked. Yeah, I really feel like that's what happened here. But I fucking hate work. I can't believe I have to work in this shitty place. And everyone hates me. It's beige. Just kidding, I love it. Let's see. And I also think that we need to keep our eye on the ball here. And for me, healthcare is the most important issue. It trumps everything else. And for that reason, I'm willing to encourage Republicans by saying, hey, look, if you want to stay in power, then fix, you know, make Obamacare better. Ideally, give us single payer, and you can stay in office as long as you want. You can appoint all the judges, you know. I know a lot of people out there wouldn't agree with me. But, you know, just like be encouraging and say, look, you know, we want health care. It's not about if you cross, I'll cross that, not cross the party line, I wouldn't change party, but if you do something great, like give us health care, I'll support you, President, crazy motherfucker. I'll support your stupid America First bullshit, but give us fucking health care. Give me something huge. I mean, economically, it makes sense, right? To take all this profit out of the system and just make it so that you pay more in taxes and you don't have to pay any deductibles. You don't have to pay $20,000 a year and shit. And you don't have to fucking worry all the time. It sounds awesome, doesn't it? What's the downside? That it's socialist. A label. I think we can figure a way around that. By the way, it was interesting. On this Scahill show, he asked, you know, this woman, forget her name, the former editor, public editor for the New York Times, what, you know, what's his prediction for Trump? She said he thinks Trump won't run for re-election after 4 years, and then Pence will lose to Kirsten Gillibrand, and she will be the first female president. Very interesting prediction. Not one I would have thought of, but why not? I don't know anything about her. Didn't she take Hillary's seat in the Senate or something? I don't know. I know nothing about opera. Jeez. Ugh. But I'm very resentful of my life. I would rather be like Matteo Lane, who a few years ago I would see walking down Wellington and just started his comedy career, and now he's on the fucking Daily Show, which is great. And Vince Lane's brother, who is a listener and generous contributor to this program. But Christ, it makes me think, what the fuck did I do wrong? How could I have fucked up my shit this bad? It's as if I made every wrong turn. You know, they talk about that Carlos Castaneda shit. If you take the right path, the universe opens up, shows you the path. You take the right path. If you don't take the right path, it closes. Well, that pussy closed up for me many times. It's as if every fucking turn I took was the wrong one. You know what? It fucking sucks. Though I will admit, at least I have a good family, good relationship. But my life feels sucky and worthless. I mean, to have a career, for lesbians, career is so important for the women. And when that means nothing, it kind of sucks for your life. Whatever. I know most people are in the same boat as me, so I don't expect you to feel sorry for me, but I just want something fucking magical to happen. I want a huge amount of money or a career, big break thing. I want something good to happen, you know, in the career department. For those of you interested in following me, I am at I'm on the Riverwalk by the Island Party Hut Tiki Bar. I just passed. I'm going towards the lake, so east. Urban kayaks, kayak and cunt. Who wants to go for a kayak ride? All right, I have notes. So, and the other thing is, keep our eye on the ball. We need to focus on the 2018 election. So I think we need to encourage the Republicans and say, look, hey, we will support you if you make healthcare genuinely better. But in order for you to do that, it's not going to be a conservative approach. Well, I mean, okay. I guess technically Obamacare is a conservative approach, so it's hard because I'd rather have single payer. But at the same time, we have to take intermediate steps to at least fix these markets so they can't fuck over individual states and counties, which of course Republicans are encouraging, enabling. So what I think needs to happen is my vagina needs to stretch more. Mm-hmm. Sorry, the noise of construction was distracting me. I'm under a whacker drive, I guess. I don't know what I am. The second urban kayak station is approaching moi. And then eventually we'll get to Anita D and Anita D2, unless they're out, which they never are. What hurts? Let's see here. But then on the same, you know, so they need to fix the, I think we need regulations that say, like, you can't back out. And we have to stop insurance companies from being able to back out of whatever market they want. If they want to, in other words, like, if they want to be able to sell private policies or some other policies or essentially work in a particular county, they have to be on the exchange. That should be a law. Like, okay, you don't want to, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Kentucky doesn't want to sell policies on the exchange in Kentucky, okay, then you can't you can't sell policies to any businesses in Kentucky. Nothing. You know, you have to, or you can't do business at all, period. You're done, go home. Shit like that. But on the other side of things, which may or may not be, I guess, congruous, in sync, I don't know words, with that other thing, is the 2018 election and the 2020 election, because we have a problem with Congress, and we have a problem with the Supreme Court. And so I'd say let that Mueller guy or whatever he is who's investigating Russia investigate Russia, and otherwise leave it alone. I mean, report on it, of course. I don't mean to attention shame too much. There's nothing wrong with that, but it cannot have the it cannot eclipse all of the important issues that are going on in the world. So, I mean, the investigation's going to happen whether or not you meme about it. And by the way, that same reporter on Scahill's show said she hasn't seen evidence of collusion yet, as of today. I haven't either. I mean, not to say all the shit, the lying and all that is horrible, and the meetings are very concerning, but you can't say there's evidence for something when there isn't. You can't, you know, you have to have actual evidence. It's not enough to just say, well, the meetings are very suspicious. That's very circumstantial. And I don't know if there will ever be evidence, because, well, it may be very apparent that there was collusion. We're dealing with a crime family here, and if you watch The Sopranos, crime families are very good about covering up their steps until there's a body. Tracks, I mean. What else be in my notes? Oh, yes. One last thing. Obviously, we need the Supreme Court because of retiring Ginsburg and McLean Stevenson, whatever the fuck the other guy's name is. I forget his name. Girdle McQueen. I noticed, and I think I might have mentioned this before, but it bears repeating because nobody's picking up on it. With my show being such a small audience, my ideas don't have to achieve a certain threshold of repetition by the audience, you, before it achieves any sort of mainstream. In other words, I'm trying to seed this idea and let it catch on, because I think it's important, which is that one thing I see a lot of is, and hear a lot of, is Democrats referring to other Democrats in the Democratic Party as they, as third person. Oh, there's the Anita D. It has people on it. The Anita D, too, is empty, except for, like, one dick person. But so, what was I fintered to say? Now I lost my train of thought because I seen something. Darn it. Good thing I have notes. Oh, so the third person thing. So, I see, like, okay, for example, there's a coworker of mine, and we have this little internal group of people that hate Trump, which is, should be everybody, but it's not. And some guy responded and said, oh, you know, Democrats shouldn't do this, and they should do this. And I see this everywhere. I've seen it on Bill Maher. I've seen Dan Savage refer to Democrats as they. What, you mean Dan Savage isn't a Democrat? But this is important, because this is some psychological thing that's going on. That's like a huge red flag that I don't see anyone picking up on, which is that Democrats don't consider themselves Democrats. We see ourselves externally from the party. And that, I can't think of anything more indicative of a pathology going on that needs to be addressed than that. So please try and pick up on that. What I'm talking about is Democrats referring to them, to other Democrats, as they instead of us and we. So please try to pay attention to that and pick up on it and tweet about it and Facebook about it. And if you're in media, convey those ideas to famous people you know and stuff, like the people that have mouths, because I don't, because I suck and I don't try hard. But that idea has to get out there, because this pathology needs to be addressed before we can win any more elections, because it's killing us. Democrats don't view themselves as Democrats. We're external. Republicans do say we and us and me and my. The Democrats don't. And that's a problem, a big problem that we have to address. And this is like, this idea is a gift, because if it's addressed, if it is recognized, then we could potentially save ourselves from another 4 years of Trump, from another God knows how many years of Republican-controlled Congress and Supreme Court. This idea that I'm expressing to you is extremely important that it gets out there, because we have to figure that out. Because if Democrats don't consider themselves Democrats, we have to address it. I don't know how, but there's a way. But it's nothing I can do anything about with my three listen turds. But you can do something about it by spreading this idea to the point where mainstream people pick up on it. And you can do that. That we can accomplish. And then they can put forward the idea, and then people can address it and discuss it, and people can talk about it and figure out a way to address it. Or not. But at least it's a step. I think I'm done. I'm going to listen to the rest of the Scahill Vagina Show. I love that show so much. It's my favorite podcast now, except for the ones that my friends are in. Goodbye.